My name is Ty French, and these are my rants.
Welcome to Ty Rants.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Ty Rants. My name is Ty French, and these are my rants. And I'm alive. I'm alive. I know you little tyrants have been worried about the Rat King. You guys have been worried about where I've been the last week. I know I left you high and dry last week with no new episode. Not a Wednesday episode, not a Friday episode. And all I have to say is, Coachella got me, gal. Coachella got me, gal. It did a number on me. And I'm still not healed. I'm still not well. I'm still not okay. In fact, I'm more unwell this week than I was last week. And, you know, I just couldn't let you guys hang in. I couldn't leave you guys hanging for any longer. So I'm just really persevering and pushing through for the sake of the tyrant community. But just know that I'm not doing well, bitch. I'm not joking. I don't even know where to begin. I have so much to say, so many thoughts, so much has happened. I feel like I haven't talked to you guys forever. Oh my gosh, I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys are having an amazing week. I hope you guys had an amazing weekend. I hope you guys had an amazing week last week. If you guys went to Coachella, I hope you guys had a great time. I have so many thoughts. I don't even know where to begin. And I feel so overwhelmed that it's been so long since we've talked. And I'm also not feeling the best. So if you hear that in my voice, or if a cough comes out, guess what? Mind your business, bitch. Mind your business and shut up. Because there might be a cough. There might be a sniffle. And if you're not into ASMR like that, then guess what? This might annoy you. But I don't know what else to say to you because I'm on my deathbed, okay? Last week, when I got home, we'll get into the whole nitty-gritty of everything, but just know that last week, I feel like I've maybe said this before. I do not nap. I'm not a napper. And I'm learning that maybe that is going to change with age. You know, I'm getting older, as you guys know, creeping up. And maybe, you know, after I approach a certain age, then everyone becomes a napper because your body just needs it. But in my youth, oh, I feel a cough coming. In my youth, oh God, here we go. Let me slurp up some liquid IV. Sorry if that's also triggering if you guys hear a little gulp because I hate when I hear that on podcasts, but I'm trying. Anyways, when you get to a certain age, maybe you just need to nap. In my youth, I never nap. I cannot nap. I don't care if I literally don't sleep all night. I don't care if I'm jet lagged. I don't care what it is. But if the sun is up, guess what? If the sky's awake, I'm awake. I'm like freaking Anna in Frozen. If the sky's awake, I'm awake and I need to be outside and I need to be playing. And that's just my life. And let me tell you, I got back from Coachella Monday. I probably shouldn't have even drove back from Coachella on Monday because let me tell you, sleeping at the wheel. And I'm not joking about that. I know that is a very, very serious thing and should not be taken lightly. But let me tell you, I almost had to pull over to the side of the road and say, sorry, I'm going to take some Z's in the back and resume this drive when I can literally keep my eyes open for more than 20 seconds at a time. When I tell you, I had the window rolled all the way down, head out the window, arms straight out, like trying to like make the wind wake me up. I was just so tired. And when I got home, you know, you have a big weekend, you go to a festival, a lot of walking, a lot of drinking. You think, okay, by Tuesday, I'm going to be gorge. I'm going to sleep and rot my life away on Monday and Tuesday, maybe. But then by, you know, Wednesday, you're going to be good. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. There was no recovery. It never came. That feeling when you wake up and you go, oh my gosh, I feel so much better. I can continue with my life and become a normal adult and actually do my responsibilities and continue my business plan. No, there was none of that happening. There was none of that happening. Now, I do have, you know, some confessions to make that didn't help the situation whatsoever. Because, okay, so Monday through Friday, upon my return, I'm going in circles, but I've never napped. When I tell you, I slept for 5 days straight. Straight through the day, straight through the night. The reason why I don't like to nap is because if I nap during the day, then guess what? 9 p.m. rolls around and I'm like, who wants to hang? Who wants to eat? Who wants to move? Like, then I'm awake all night. No, 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 no. All through the day. All through the night. I literally slept for 5 days and five nights straight. Like, I was so tired and I had so much work to do from Coachella, like so many like ads to do and whatever, which thank God for my sponsors. I love you guys. And literally like doing those, I would nap and then I'd wake up and my managers would be texting me. They're like, Ty, we really need this up. We really need this thing. I'd be like, it is going to take me every ounce of energy, every fiber of my being to complete this task. And then by the time I would complete the task, I would literally fall back asleep, wait for it to get approved, and then wake up, read the text of it getting approved, literally press post, and then fall back asleep. Like, I was an actual zombie. And that is all my fault. That is all my fault. That is, you know, in props to malnutrition, sleep deprivation, alcoholism, drug addiction. Like, there is a lot of reasons to be blamed for, and they all point back to me. Cause numero uno, me. But you know what? I had a ball. And then, you know, Friday rolls around, and I'm kind of thinking, okay, I can go watch the finale of Drag Race, because that it would be homophobic if I didn't. Like, hello, I love Drag Race. I've got to go watch it. And it's the finale. So, like, of course you have to go do that at a bar. And I was kind of starting to feel better. I was still really tired, but, you know, I was kind of getting a grip on reality. And I almost was like, maybe I'll feel better. This is mama. Delusion. This was me talking myself, and this was the devil on my shoulder talking myself into what I should not have done. But, you know, the devil on my shoulder was thinking, okay, if you get up, then you're forced to get ready and get all cute and shower and freshen up and then go be a normal human in a normal society and, you know, go to a bar and eat and, you know, maybe you'll have a beverage or two. That's not what happened, but it was a cute idea. It was a cute thought. And I'm proud of me for getting out of the house. I'm not proud of me for how long out of the house I stayed, if you know what I mean. Yeah, she kind of went out. She had a night. She had a ball. She got drunk. And that definitely didn't help. And then Saturday rolls around. And I'm sorry that I am a socialite in freaking the streets of West Hollywood, California in Venice Beach. Because I had not one, but two birthdays to attend on Saturday. And it's not just like a fair weather friend that, like, you know, I could just celebrate later or say, you know, I really need to catch one sleep or work or whatever. No, we're talking about Tezza. Tezza's birthday. Okay. So I went to Tezza's. We had a big, just, you know, chill pool day, barbecue situation. And I was hungover. I was hungover from Drag Race. But it was Drag Race. What was I supposed to do? The motorcycle agrees with me. And, you know, so I'm having some beers and, you know, it's very chill, but it's, you know, we're having some fun. And then I go home and one of my other friend, Keanu's, who was with us at Coachella, his birthday was that day as well, but it was while I was at the barbecue for Tezza. And so I knew that that one was going to be a little bit more feral because it was going to be the homosexuals. And, you know, it was going to end in a bar and probably in WeHo. And I was like, you know what? I love you, but I just saw you at Coachella. I got to celebrate Tezza, so I'm going to her pool barbecue. That ended, and by the time I got home, my friend Nick Mackey texted me and was like, oh, we're actually still at this bar for Keanu's thing, and then we're going to go do this and pregame, and then go out. Like, you got to come. So then there was no excuse for me to not attend. You know, it'd be rude if I didn't go to my friend's birthday thing. So then, you know, I had to go. And then once again, ended in just feral rat activities. And I think it was at this point that I woke up on Sunday and my body said, stop, you're done. You're done and you're grounded and you're staying in your room until you heal, recover, drink a liquid IV and a nutritious meal from Sweet Green or Chipotle. And that's what I've done. That's what I've done for the last 3 days. And also my punishment for these feral rat activities has been absolute pain and suffering in the form of allergies. My eyes have not stopped watering for 3 days straight. My eyes are redder than a chimpanzee's butthole. My nose is so stuffed, yet also so runny. It's so dry but runny. How does that work? How do I explain that to me, allergist professionals? Explain that to me, medical practitioners. How can my nose be so dry, yet so clogged and so runny? And how can my eyes also be so dry and red, but also so moisturized and water cannot stop flowing from them? I don't understand. I don't understand allergies. What am I allergic to? Am I allergic to the termites in my room? Am I allergic to the bullshit in my life? Like, I don't know. What am I allergic to? It came out of nowhere, but I really think it was probably just being out in the desert, you know, all weekend and camp rat. And then, you know, just being feral and my immune system just being weakened and then going out and drinking again and going to WeHo and just being around so many people. And my body's really punishing me. And I woke up on Sunday and I was like, I really, really have got to get my life together. Like, this is not cute. I can't be doing the motorcycle. Goodbye. I can't be doing this anymore. I can't. And obviously, Billy came home with me from Coachella and she was supposed to be doing a Coachella recap with me. And I'm not kidding. We just forgot. We were obviously going to do it, but then we were actual zombies on Tuesday. Like, there was no way we could have done it, but it would have been the most boring episode ever. And we would have forgot so many things about Coachella. And like, we just literally, we didn't even have a conversation with each other. Like, we literally sat and watched Real Housewives of Orange County. You guys know I'm obsessed with that right now. And literally didn't talk to each other. We went to Great White for lunch. Like, we got out of the house for literally like 2 seconds. And literally we just sat and looked at each other. Like, we did not even talk. We were so dead. That was our first time seeing my apartment. I was so sad. I was like, there are so many cute like bars I want to take you to and to so many cute restaurants, but we're going to be sleeping, mama. Sorry about it, mama. Get ready. Snooze Town, USA. So anyways, we literally forgot. And then, you know, Friday rolled around. I was just like, I still can't. I can't. There's no energy. And I want to do this episode justice. And so I decided to wait. And then now I waited, but I'm still sick. And so the energy isn't there anyways. And I just thought, you know what? You're going to get what you're going to get. You're not going to throw a fit. Okay. So that's the long way around of why the episode's late. And I will say, you know, sometimes I get you guys, which I appreciate, when an episode doesn't go up or if it's up late and I don't get any DMs, I'm like, wow, no one cares if the podcast gets canceled. Everyone hates me. The tyrants literally could care less if the podcast literally gets canceled. But then when I do get a lot of messages of like, hello, Ty, where's the episode? It doesn't stress me out, but I'm just like, I feel so bad. I get a pit in my stomach when there's not an episode out because of just me being a feral rat or if I'm hungover or whatever. I'm like, damn, nothing makes me feel more like a literal loser. And being like, get your life together, you drunk, hungover loser. You can't even sit down in your apartment and record a podcast episode for an hour. Like, get your life together. So trust me, the guilt is there and I do feel bad. But a lot of you guys did message me and were like, girl, when you don't have an episode up, don't even worry. Like, live your life. We get it. We know you're going to come back. We know there's going to be a story time. So I do appreciate it. I do appreciate your guys' patience. I do appreciate you guys, you know, letting me recover and have my week last week. And yeah, I'm glad to be back with you guys today. I do feel like, I don't know, whenever I don't do an episode for, not even just one episode, but one for a week, like, so without two, oh my God, I literally get like nervous to sit down and podcast now. I don't even know how to do it. I'm like out of touch. I meant like out of practice. But let's talk about out of touch. Let's talk about out of touch. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sorry to the Valley Girls. Okay. I went on the What We Said podcast with JC last week or 2 weeks ago. I can't remember which day it was. Anyways, and we did like our hot takes on social media influencing and blah, blah, blah. And keep in mind, this was the day before, I think this was recorded like the day or 2 days before I was leaving for Coachella. And I don't know, I didn't really have like a, we didn't really have a plan about like what we're going to talk about. I think we just knew that we wanted to talk about like social media influencing. And a lot of people get, a lot of influencers get hate on, you know, if they ever complain about their job or whatever. And I knew what I was getting into, and I knew there was a possibility of people like mixing my words up. And you know me, when I'm in the moment, I'm just like trying to be sassy and I'm like trying to spit out my thoughts as fast as possible without like truly like thinking them through, or like I probably could have said it in a better way. But anyways, long story short, needless to say, I read the YouTube comments. And they didn't make me feel very good about myself. So mission accomplished, Valley Girls. Mission accomplished, because now I can't even listen to the episode. I haven't even listened to the episode yet. So I like remember what I said in person, but I don't fully remember like what is getting taken out of context. But long story short, it was just two influencers complaining. Like that was the episode. But we were trying to get across like why can't influencers like complain, and why can't, like, everyone's allowed to complain, and not all influencers are, like, carrying this privilege that you guys are thinking when you say influencers. Like, not everyone's Rachel Parcell with a $5 million house in Salt Lake City and, you know, going to Prada and private jets and all these things. Like, not every influencer is like that. Like, I feel like I've had, like, a really bad year the last year, and I was, like, really struggling, and I tried to be, like, open and vulnerable and share, like, you know, how, like, oh, like, you know, I had to ask my parents for help. And that was like a really humbling moment for me and whatever. And someone in the YouTube comments was like, oh, but even that alone is like just shows your privilege that like you have parents that can help. And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, can I not have, or can anyone not have a moment to like try to utilize the personal experience to share an example about a bigger topic without you throwing that in their face and being like, well, someone has it worse. Someone has it worse than you. That's privilege. So you're not allowed to. I'm like, oh my God, like I get it. But you're mixing. I just felt, I'm not going to get into the whole conversation again. And I do need to listen to the whole episode. And there was a lot of people that like messaged me positive things. But I just feel like some people really misinterpreted what I was trying to say, or like the message that I was trying to portray or share. And I just wanted to say that obviously I'm sorry if anyone was offended by anything that I said or felt like I was, you know, speaking out of privilege, or, you know, I was out of touch. I feel like that was the word that everyone was using. Cause I wasn't trying to, you know, be out of touch or whatever, or like talk down on any other careers or whatever. But that episode was like not easy for me to do. Like, I feel like admitting those things like was like me kind of swallowing my pride and sharing something to just show that like, yeah, it might look like I'm traveling, I'm going on this, I'm doing this trip or whatever, but like I do still like have struggles financially, or I do have struggles with this and that. And like, it isn't, not all influencers' lives are perfect, and they're, you know, you're getting all this free shit and traveling and whatever. Like, it isn't all like bells and whistles and pretties and bows and whatever. And so I don't know, that was like, I was trying to humble myself and bring you guys into the behind the scenes, and the Valley Girls really weren't having it. So I don't know, I'll let you guys know if I listen to the episode. But I was reading through the YouTube comments, and let me say, I've been humbled for sure, and I apologize. I just think, I don't know, anyways, that's where I kind of ended on that, I guess. For everyone that listened to it, and like, if you guys, I feel like everyone who probably listened to it that maybe had something negative to say, I feel like probably is like more of a Valley Girl than a tyrant. Like, I feel like maybe they don't know my like heart and like where I was coming from. I feel like if you guys listened to it, I'm sure that maybe you could see what I was saying, even if something maybe rubbed you the wrong way. I don't know. Just know that like, you guys know my intention. Like, I don't know. Anyways, so that's been giving me anxiety for the last week. Also, I won't lie, that definitely has been like keeping me up at night. I keep like thinking about it. I should not read like comments or reviews, but I do. And it really stressed me out. So anyways, but also speaking of Drag Race, I mean, congrats to, well, should I say like spoiler alert, skip through the next 30 seconds if you don't want to hear the winner of Drag Race, but congrats to Nymphia Wind. Is it Wind or Win? The fact that she won, like, she's literally, the fashion that she brought to the runway was some of the most iconic Drag Race looks that I've ever seen. And half of them were ones that she made while she was there. The talent is just insane. She's so funny, and I'm so happy that she won. I think she's the first East Asian person to win. So, I don't know, that was just a long time coming. And I've said this once, I've said it a million times, I'm not gonna, like, you know, beat a dead horse, but when the Patreon finally comes out, I'm excited for the opportunity to be able to do more, like, deep dives into my thoughts on, like, each runway and each this or each that or whatever. And not, like, bore the tyrants who don't listen to Drag Race or watch Drag Race. So stay tuned. But I just wanted to say congratulations. I hate the new main stage. Like, I swear to God, I hope that main stage is just for the finale, because it's not it, mama. It is not it. It looks like American Idol. It looks like every other competition series show. It's so busy. I hate the black background. I hate the mirror reflection. I hate that it's not an actual runway. Like, I literally despise it. But also, I'm a girl that does not like change. So maybe it's just going to have to be something that grows on me, but I really don't. I really don't like it. The All-Stars cast of RuPaul's Drag Race was just announced today, actually, and it looks good. Stay tuned. I will be tuning in, and you guys will get my thoughts on the Patreon for that. Also, obviously, the name on everyone's lips this week and this past weekend has been Taylor Swift. And don't you worry. I said on my Instagram story that the thoughts would be coming to the podcast this week. My thoughts on the album might be hefty. Oh my gosh, can I talk? The thoughts about the Tortured Poets Department will probably be next week, because I haven't listened to it yet because I've been on my deathbed. And everything that I want to say right now is coming from a place of the old Ty French of not giving her a chance and the whole, like, thank you, Amy, of it all and whatever. But like I said, I haven't listened to the album yet. So I'm going to listen to the album this week and really, you know, get to the bottom of my feelings about it all, which ones I like, what I don't like. Do I think it could have been edited? Do I like how long it is? All of the things that everyone, I feel like I'm allowing this week for everyone who really cares about Taylor Swift to talk about it, who really knows what they're talking about. Like, I'm going to give you space and the energy to talk about it. I feel like the Toast Girls did a whole breakdown on it. Trisha Paytas' podcast did a whole breakdown on it. Everyone I know, I feel like, is doing breakdowns on it. And I will say, I had different thoughts before listening to a few of those, and I still haven't listened to the album yet. And so, like, I'm giving it a chance. I want to give it a chance, a full chance, before I give my opinions to you guys, because you guys did that for Cowboy Carter, so I'm going to do it for you. I love all the aesthetics of it. I will say that. I love the visuals. The music video looks great. I haven't seen it yet, obviously. But yeah, I'll get back with you guys next week on all my Tortured Poets Department. Is that what it's called? The TPPD? The Tortured Poets Department. Yeah. TTPD? Yeah. I'll get my thoughts to you guys next week on that. Okay, let's talk about what you all want to talk about. Let's talk about what you want out. Coachella 2024. Camp Rat. I don't even know where to begin. I literally don't know where to start. So I guess let's just start from the beginning. So I packed up my car, full little Rita the Wrangler, full to the brim. And last year when we did Camp Rat, we only did one parking space, one car for the three of us, me, Billy, and Nick Mackey. And this year we had two cars and two spaces because last year we had literally no room to do anything. And you just really cannot do, unless you are literally going with just you and one friend and you have one tent or you're sleeping in your car, like one space is just not enough. You got to do two. They're only like $100 or $150, whatever. So, you know, split between all your friends. It's really not that bad to just add another one. And so we were so excited. We were so excited to do two this year. How was my car more full this year than it was last year? Because last year I had two other passengers with me and all of their stuff and all their suitcases. This year we had two cars and I just had Billy in the front seat and my car literally was full to the brim. I don't really understand, but you know, nonetheless, we persevered. I will say, you guys know that I kind of fixate on food items, and that's probably like not a good thing. Like that's probably some form of, I don't want to say like ED because I don't want to exaggerate that much, but like some form of like OCD or something. Like I will have a sweet green salad and be like, wow, this is really good. And then I will have that sweet green salad. I'm not kidding. Every single day for 3 weeks. I will not have a, you know, or I will have a chicken Caesar wrap from California Kitchen Cafe, whatever it's called. And then I'll have it literally sometimes twice a day for 2 weeks. Oh my God. This one has got to be stopped in the butt immediately. On our way there, Billy and I decided to stop. And the only place that really seemed like, you know, cute, yummy, and not just like literally McDonald's, because, you know, we're going to Coachella the next day. Like we're trying to, you know, look cute in our outfits. Mama, which this is the same thing. So the plan didn't work. We went to In-N-Out, and I've never really been like an In-N-Out girly when it comes to my burgers. I'm, you know, more of a McDonald's, Big Mac, Wendy's. Sometimes, you know, if it's late in the night, Jack in the Crack. Let me tell you, that In-N-Out burger, and yes, there were two, was the best damn burger I've ever had in my entire life. And I have craved it every day since. But I'm like, I cannot get hyperfixated on an In-N-Out burger and eat it every day for the next 2 weeks for obvious reasons. Like, it's about to be summer. I'm not trying to be ho-ho-hoing through these streets. I'm trying to be ho-ho-hoing through these streets, like ho-ho-ho. But I'm not trying to be ho-ho-ho and like ho-ho-ho, like come sit on my lap. I got a big belly and I'm Santa Claus. Go jolly, old jolly. I just had a stroke. Jolly old Saint Nick. Sometimes I really got to like breathe and talk slower because that just made me sound like a schizophrenic person. Like I'm, anyways. So we stopped at In-N-Out. It was literally delish. And then we got into the campsite at a pretty good time. And we had to make sure that when you have two cars going to Coachella, you have to make sure that you go in at the same time so that your spots can be like next to each other. Nick was a little bit behind us, so we had to wait in the parking lot of CVS. Then we finally got in and, you know, we're thinking it's going to be just a smooth little boom, boom, boom. Security last year wasn't that crazy. We got in a line that was taking so long and the girl was making the car in front of us take out everything, open their ice chest, open their suitcases, open everything. She threw away their mirror. And I'm thinking, like, I don't have much to hide. You know, I'm not like bringing in a ton of food. I'm not bringing in a ton of alcohol, nothing. Like, I don't really have anything to hide except my body mirror, which is just an essential. Like, that is the one thing with camping that you just have to smuggle in. Like, you're not allowed to bring mirrors in because you're not allowed to bring any glass. But like, sorry, I'm a diva. Trust me. And I like to get ready. You know, I'm going to put some makeup on. I put a fucking wig on. We'll get to that. I've got my outfits. And if a diva like me can go camping, then so can you. But however, I could not go camping at Coachella without a body mirror. It would just really cramp my style because how would you get ready? How would you literally like, I mean, the makeup, I guess I could like do in my car, I guess, when literally a 2-inch mirror, but like you just like, in order to go about your day confidently, knowing that you look good, you need to look in a body mirror, especially when it comes to something like Coachella. Like, I'm sorry. And I was in a full panic. Like, I literally sat in my car for 30 minutes watching this girl, the security guard, rummage through this person's car, throwing away things. And I was just thinking, how am I going to go about this? How am I going to fight her? How am I going to do whatever? Long story short, I won't bore you, but they never saw it. Thank you. I hid that body mirror so good, they never saw it. And I actually ended up like, I'm not going to bore you, but long story short, I was fine. They didn't make me open my suitcases or anything, and I got blessed. So we get through security, we get to our parking spots, and it is 5,000 degrees. It is so hot. And as we're setting up our campsite, you know, our tents and our tables and our beds, I'm thinking, I'm going to have to literally ditch all my outfits, all my plans. I'm not going to be able to put makeup on. Like, I'm going to sweat everything off in literally 1 second. The wig, hasta luego muchacho, that's not going to happen. There's no way that's going to happen because it's so hot. But then we looked at the weather and we were like, okay, this is actually the hottest day. So we need to, you know, see how it's going to be when it cools down and, you know, the sunset, whatever. We'll get there. And actually, literally, right when we're setting up our campsite, and then we, Billy and I walked to the bathrooms, and we ran into some tyrants. We met two little cutie tyrants that were setting up their campsite just a few streets down from us, and they were so sweet. And she said that, if you're listening to this, shout out, hi, I love you. You literally made my entire weekend. And she said that she had actually ran into French tips about whether or not her, or either her friend or she, should break up with her boyfriend. And I guess I had suggested that she break up with her boyfriend, and she did. And she said she was so happy. And I was just, wow, not really meeting a tyrant out in the wild, but meeting a client at the salon out in the wild. Wow. I mean, it was just such a perfect way to kick off Camp Rat and to really just bring the mood up after the treacherous hour in the heat setting up our campsite. Now, I can't even explain to you how much better having two campsites was. Like, it made a world of a difference. We had so much more room to just like sit and hang out and relax in the grass. Now, with like everything, you know, now that we've had two, there are now things that for next year we know we need to bring. Better awnings is definitely on the top of the list, because the way that the sun changes so much throughout the day, it's like you have an awning, but it's like you're constantly moving your chair in a patch of grass because the sun is constantly trying to come through. And I will say, tip, if you are sleeping in a tent or your car especially, there are overhead lights in the campsite that like stay on all night so that like people can see their way around or whatever. It's obviously not just like pitch black, but if you're in like the middle of a row in the middle of a street, like you're fine. Like the light's like very far away. If you are under the light, or if you are within a 100-foot radius of this light, it is like hospital grade tungsten light, like beaming in through your windows, and they don't turn it off all night. So luckily, thank God, I didn't even know this, but I had gotten blackout, like the things that you put on your windshield to, you know, reflect the light. I had gotten those for all of the windows because I really wanted it to stay cool in my car for as long as possible, because I knew we were going to be having late nights and I also wanted it to stay dark. But Miss Mackie wasn't as lucky. So we had the sun coming in the morning and these lights at night that just literally are beaming through. I felt so bad. The tyrants, I need you to write me. I need you to DM me, because your guys' car was immediately under a light. Like, are you okay? Did you sleep at all? Like, was it literally, like, who? I personally cannot sleep with a light on, not even a night light, a bathroom light, like nothing. I get a little bit of the street lights in from the street, and even that bothers me a lot of the times. And so, yeah, wow. Bless up. If you're going and you're going in your car, bring blackout shades for all the windows, because it was rough. So when you car camp at Coachella, the first day, like Thursday, is considered like day zero. And that's why a lot of people like to camp, because you basically get an extra day at the festival. Like, everyone, you buy a Coachella ticket and you get Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But if you are really prepared and you're camping, then you get Thursday, because not only like are you there and you're camping with all your friends and you can drink and whatever, but they have a stage within the campsite. Like, in the campsite, they have like a row. They have like a main like town, I guess, of like all these food trucks. They have like a little general store that has like, you know, Advil or ice or water or Band-Aids or flip-flops or whatever you might need. And then they have a stage. And on Thursday, they literally have a DJ that like comes and plays and like does like a full set. And it's basically like a whole other day at a festival. It's obviously it's not like Coachella. Like, it feels like a much smaller festival. But everyone's like there and everyone's just so excited. But it's not as like it's literally like going to a club outside because everyone's just in their pajamas, basically. Everyone's not in their like Coachella fits yet. Everyone's like in their pajamas. They're drinking, but they're not like going as hard as they're going to go the whole weekend. And it's just like really fun. Everyone's excited. Everyone is camping. Like then you know there that everyone's camping. And so everyone's just like the same vibe, you know, and it's really fun. So we went to that and we literally just had a ball of a time. We ate pizza. The weather was perfect when the sun went down. We were getting excited. And then on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they also do that stage in the campsite. So like when Coachella ends at like midnight, 12:30, everyone else has to go on a shuttle or go home or, you know, find a way to after party. If you're camping, you just go to the stage in the camping grounds. And at like, I think at like 1 or 2, it turns into a silent disco. So then they hand out headphones and it is so much fun. So you're like at this festival stage and you're wearing headphones and it's like there's still a DJ and you can hear everyone. Like you can hear them talk or whatever. Everyone's just vibing and you can do that until you're ready to go to bed and then you go to bed. And we didn't do that Saturday, but we did it on Sunday. And it was so much fun. The DJ was playing the best music. And it was fun because, like, festivals can be kind of, not exhausting, but, like, if you don't know all the artists, or even if you love an artist, like, you're going to a set and just hearing every single one of their songs, like, it can be a lot. After 3 days, like, you're kind of like, oh, my God, like, I just want to go to a club and hear, like, a different, you know, a playlist of music. And that's what the stage does. Like you, so at the end of the night you go and now it's just like a ton of random music and it's like remixes and DJs or whatever. And it's seriously so much fun. We had a ball. The next morning, Friday, we slept pretty good in the Jeep, me and Billy. And then we were going to this thing on Saturday called Neon Carnival. And we had to go pick up our wristbands like 30 minutes away at a hotel in Palm Springs. And we had to do this Friday morning. You could do it Saturday morning, but we were like, we're going to be so dead tomorrow. Like we've just got to get it out of the way. So we have to Uber. We have to take it's so annoying to get Uber out of the campsite. So, but they have a shuttle to take you to a grocery store if you need that comes like, you know, every 15 minutes. So we took the shuttle to the grocery store and then got an Uber from the grocery store to the hotel, had to wait in a line for about 30 minutes to get the wristbands. Then we had to drive 30 minutes back to a grocery store, then get on the shuttle and then go back to our campsite. So I won't lie, like this experience, like last year when we camped, obviously it was like our first time camping and it was just like ignorance is bliss, right? And it was just like a fun, new, exciting adventure. It was the first time that Billy, Nick and I had all like done a festival together. And it was just like, I don't know, like no... We had no preconceived notions. We had no plans. Like, I didn't have to do any ads or anything. This year, I had some work I had to do. And we had to go get these wristbands. And then we, you know, whatever. That definitely threw off the vibe on Friday. I won't lie. Or at least speaking in my personal experience, like, it threw off my vibe. Like, I was just so stressed about getting these wristbands. And I was so annoyed that I had to go do this. But I had to do it for an ad. So I was like, whatever, it's working, like whatever. But then everything just took so long to do that then by the time we got back to Camp Rat, we literally had to just immediately start getting ready. Like it was like 2 o'clock and I wanted to be in the festival by like 3. And I wanted to typically, especially the first day, like I'll walk up close to the entrance and I'll shoot photos with my camera that like makes it look like I'm already in the festival. And then I'll take my camera back to Camp Rat, hurry and edit the photos and post and then go out on my way. So that then by the time I'm on my first set, like, or I'm in the festival, like I've already got my posts up. Like I'm good to go. I don't have to worry about it. Like I can post more obviously throughout the day, but there's not that like anxiety. And this is maybe just an influencer thing, or maybe this is just a thing with me, but like sometimes, and this is not good and it's not healthy. And I hate this part about myself, but I sometimes can't fully enjoy the moment if it's something like Coachella. I can't fully enjoy the moment. I can't fully enjoy the festival until I'm 100% sure that I've gotten my photo for the day. And that might seem narcissistic or whatever, but like, sorry, it's my job. And like, that is just part of it. And we were so rushed because the first set of the day that we wanted to see was the Japanese House, which you guys know is like one of my favorite bands. I'm so obsessed. And I was not going to miss that. I was not going to be late. And I just needed to be like there. I wanted a good spot and whatever. And we shot whatever. We ran the camera back to Camp Rat. And then we basically had to like run to Japanese House. We couldn't get a drink. We didn't get food. I was so sweaty. And it just kind of threw off my groove. And it was hot. It was really hot. This was the day that I wore the red veil. I wore like a veil over my head. And I wore the pants that didn't initially fit me when I bought them. But surprise, they fit. I got them altered and they fit and they worked perfect. You could see like the zipper because my ass is so fat. But like whatever, it just is what it is, you know? I kind of like played into like the rock star look that I was going for. Oh gosh. Sorry, I like can't breathe. Anyways, the look like turned out exactly how I wanted. It turned out perfect. It was such a vibe. Billy and Nick and I's look like all looked so good together. And I, last minute when I was getting ready, decided to do maybe a dramatic makeup eye look. And I was wearing a veil and sunglasses. So like, I knew you weren't really going to see it, but I was like, oh, at night, I feel like I'll probably take the sunglasses off and I still want my look to be like cool. And so I did like a dramatic makeup eye. And as I'm getting ready, you can basically see like streaks of like my makeup was basically melting off of my forehead. And I was like, you're joking? What do I do? And like, I had spent so much time on it and we were already in a rush. And like, basically I had to like start over on my forehead and like try and blend it in because I didn't want to have to just completely wipe it all off and then like start over because I didn't have time. But like, I had already committed to the eyes. Like it was too late. Like I couldn't, like they were kind of a lot and they were kind of dramatic, but like I couldn't just wipe them off and like redo it, if that makes sense. So I was already I was loving the look, but I was, oh my God. Oh my God, sorry. I'm just like choking and dying. I was already not really feeling that confident about the eye makeup look. So then mix that with being in a rush, being so hot, and just being fully aware that like my makeup is going to melt off and I'm going to look kind of crazy because you guys know I might put a little extra bronzer on. So then if the forehead sweat, you know, sweats off, then the cheeks might not be matched to the forehead. And that's just not really a cute look. And by the time we got to Japanese House, it didn't match. It didn't look good. It was so sweaty, so runny. And we literally just walked in. It'd been literally like, we hadn't taken any photos like in the actual festival or anything. And Tezza and Cole met up with us. And obviously like Tezza is pregnant and she was the only one not drinking. And I had brought makeup wipes in my purse. And I was like, Tezza, be honest with me. Like, does it look crazy? Do I need to just like take it all off and like start over, like, or like just take it all off and just deal with it, deal with my natural face? I'll face me a little bit, I'll smooth out my, you know, freckles or whatever, I'll make myself look tanner on a filter, like whatever, but like I don't want to look crazy in person and I want to be able to shoot, like what do I do? And she was like, no, like let me help you. And so she basically like took a makeup wipe and basically took off like all my face makeup but kept the eyes. And at this point, like I'm pretty fucked up. And I didn't really like look at what I looked like until afterwards. And like, I looked crazy. Like it looked like I'd gotten punched in the face. Like my two eyes, it looked like I'd gotten punched in the eyes because I had this like kind of like maroon, like edgy, like kind of rock star eye on. And then we had taken off all the face makeup. So like the eye wasn't like blended into my skin. It just like was like two circles. It wasn't a cute look. So needless to say, I kept the veil on and the sunglasses on pretty much the entire time because like I was so embarrassed about what I looked like. And then because I was so self-conscious about what I looked like in my face, like that obviously is just going to put me in a weird mood. Add that on to like being rushed and like being hot and like whatever. It just like was not, I was just kind of in a weird mood like that. Like after picking the ticket, whatever, I don't know. It just really got me in a mood. And then Japanese House was one of the people that I was looking forward to the most to see. And they were having like technical issues and they literally only performed like three songs. And that kind of like rubbed me the wrong way and just like made me kind of upset. Obviously, I love them so much. They still did so good. But I was expecting the high of seeing Japanese House like carry throughout the whole weekend. Like that was the main person I wanted to see. And I've seen them multiple times before and every single time has been such a magical experience. And this time just, I don't know, added all the other elements into it. It just really, it wasn't my favorite. And it kind of just like set the whole tone for my day on Friday, if you know what I mean. Like, I kept running into tyrants and, you know, obviously, like, I would, like, take photos with them or whatever. And in every photo, I was just so insecure. Every time I was talking to someone, I was, like, so insecure because my makeup looked so crazy. But I was kind of fucked up in the sense that, like, why didn't I just take it all off then? Like, I would have looked so much better. Like, I mean, come on, guys. I'm not freaking hideous without makeup on. I don't know what was going through my brain, but I was, like, so stressed out about the makeup. But I, like, was too fucked up to realize that, like, I could have just taken it all off. Like, I don't know. It was just not my best, moment. Thank God for Billy and Nick Mackey for putting up with my bullshit, because every 2 seconds I asked them if I looked crazy. We saw Sabrina Carpenter from kind of afar. We saw her in the beer garden. We just, like, got some drinks and we're kind of sitting down. And she actually, like, did a lot better than I thought she was going to do. She had a big vibe tour. I don't know any of her music, but it definitely made me intrigued to get into her vibe. Who else did we see? Oh my gosh, Chappell Roan, which now I know that she goes by Chappell, not Chappelle, or I don't even know how else I was saying it. Chappell Roan, one of the best sets of the weekend. Like, so freaking cute. Such a good stage presence. She's so talented. She's so gorgeous. Her vibe is just, like, so electric. One of my friends said that she kind of feels like the new, like, Cyndi Lauper vibe. And I was like, yes. Exactly. Like, 80s, pop, just, like, I'm obsessed. I'm literally obsessed with her, and her set was amazing. What else on Friday? I looking at these photos, like, I didn't even take any photos on Friday. Like, after the Sabrina Carpenter video, because my little sister texted me and was like, you better send me videos of Sabrina Carpenter. I'm so jealous that you're watching her. I actually don't have, like, one video. Wait. So here's what my camera roll looks like. This is kind of, I'm kind of like giving you my recap based off of my camera roll. Camp Rat, we wake up. We, you know, we shoot some ads. We go into the festival. There is 2 videos of Japanese House. There is selfies of me trying to see if my makeup is absolutely heinous. And it was. And then there are 3 videos of Sabrina Carpenter. And that is it. That's literally it. I didn't take any other videos. Oh, scrolling down. Okay. These were ones that my friends had sent to me. Who else did we even see? Who was this day? Wait. Oh, Lana Del Rey. Oh my gosh. Okay, so then we saw Lana Del Rey. And she actually did a lot better than I thought she was going to. The whole, like, entrance on the motorcycles, literally, I must have come in late to her set, or I was just so fucked up that I didn't realize that she had come on motorcycles. Like, or maybe I thought it was just like video footage or something. Like, I don't remember seeing that at all. We were kind of far back, but she had, like, cool visuals and everything, a lot better than I thought she was going to. Because, and I do still stand by this, by that time of the night, like, you want to listen to Lana Del Rey at, like, sunset. You know, Lana Del Rey isn't like a midnight 1 a.m after you're partying and dancing all day vibe. So it can definitely be like a mood killer for someone like me who wants to rage and dance. But she had like a good stage setup and a good stage visuals and everything. And she looked insane. And I'm not even just saying like her weight, because like I know it's inappropriate to talk about a woman's weight. And I know that like she's like fluctuated with her weight before, but like just like her aura, like, everything about her, like, she just looked insane. Like, she looked iconic. I don't know what it was about her, but, like, she literally looked like she, like, took 20 years off of her life. Like, she looked like she looked when I discovered her in 2010. Like, she is just so gorgeous, and she's so talented. And I was really happy that I actually, like, went and I saw her. We didn't stay for her full set. I don't know exactly why. I think we just wanted to, like, beat the crowds of getting out and getting back to Camp Rat. And we were just, like, tired. I don't know. So we didn't stay for her full set. I think we went to the Sahara tent for a little bit. I don't know who was in the Sahara tent, but we went there, I think, right after her set for, like, 2 seconds. And then we just went back to Camp Rat. But I don't really have, like, many photos or videos from this day. And it just all felt kind of, I won't lie, like, Friday wasn't my favorite day. And it just felt very, like, chaotic. And I feel bad for Billy and Nick because I feel like a lot of that was like my fault because we had to go to the Palm Springs to get those tickets. And like I was obviously carrying the stress of like not knowing if I had gotten the photo or not. And like my makeup was like all messed up. So I just felt like I was kind of a mess that day. And I also attribute this to like, obviously I'm glad that I took that month off. Oh my gosh, this car alarm. I'm gonna have to pause until it turns off. So hold on. Ugh, sorry, there was a car alarm going off outside of my door. And I didn't want you guys to have to hear it in the back. So yeah, I paused, but I kind of lost my train of thought. But I think I was saying like, I am obviously very happy that I took the 3.5 weeks off before Coachella to not drink or not party or not go out so that I could really just like enjoy Coachella. But I also feel like it maybe kind of backfired on me because there was so much pressure built around like the first day of drinking and partying again that then I just kind of went a little hard. And I don't know, my body wasn't like ready for it, you know? It was just like a lot. And that paired with the anxiety of feeling like I hadn't got a photo and feeling rushed, then the Japanese house or whatever, like Friday just wasn't my day. And I feel bad because I feel like when we got back to Camp Rat, Billy, Nick, and I were, you know, just chilling and like getting ready for bed, and we took a shower, and which, by the way, having that portable rinse kit USA thing, so Rinse Kit USA does these like portable little shower things that they sent me for Camp Rat. And I'm not exaggerating when I say it was the biggest lifesaver of the weekend. It is the biggest life hack, camping hack. Like everyone needs this in their car. It's so small. It can fit in like any normal car. And you just fill it up. It has like 3.5 gallons and turn on a button. And it has like a pressure like hose washer. Literally, this thing is my new favorite thing. I will be keeping it in my car all the time, like for the beach, to have to wash off your shoes or like a surfboard or just like anything. Like if you ever need to like wash off your dog or a pet or like, I don't know, I am obsessed with it. It literally saved our life at Camp Rat and I'm its biggest fan. I'll actually link it in the episode like bio because it might be like kind of hard to find, but it's not sponsored. Not that I hate when people say it's not sponsored. Like who cares? I don't have to give you a disclaimer, but I'm obsessed. I'm literally obsessed with it. You guys need it. Anyways, we showered and we're at Camp Rat and we're going through the photos that we had taken on the camera before we went into the festival. And I just had this moment where I was like, I'm so dumb that I was anxious all day about not getting a photo when these are some of the best Coachella photos I've ever had. Like, we crushed it. I had bought this new lens just for these shots that I wanted. It's like kind of a fisheye. It's like very wide angle, like 14 millimeter. And I wish so bad that I wasn't rushed and that I would have been able to look at them before going into the festival. Because if I would have seen those before going to the festival, I feel like my energy would have been a lot better throughout the day. And I also wish that I would have just taken off all my makeup. Like, I was so sweaty. Like, I should have just wiped off my eyes. Like, I don't know why I continued to have this, like, thing on my face that was giving me anxiety when, like, I mean, I'll be fine without it, you know? I don't know. So there were definitely some regrets on Friday and some things that I just felt bad. And literally Fast and the Furious is outside. Anyways, I just felt bad. I felt bad because I felt like it was like a cycle. Like, I felt like I could feel myself having anxiety and bringing the vibe down for myself, but then I could also feel it like protruding onto others. But then like that also gave me anxiety that like I was caught, I don't know. And not that they said anything, or I don't think that maybe they even felt that way, but I mean, I hope not. But it was just a day of like, I don't know, it just felt a lot. And I think I'd been putting so much pressure on Coachella and so much like excitement, and I hadn't been drinking. And then it was like all of a sudden, finally we were there, we were partying. Everything was happening at once. And I was just like, whoa, I felt like kind of overwhelmed for some reason. I don't know, because it's so not like me. But we were also like, we'd met up with Tessa and Cole at Japanese house, but then they went somewhere else and we went somewhere else and we were like trying to text and meet up with them. But then we were also meeting up with our other friends, which I also feel like last year when we did Camp Rat, like we literally didn't meet up with anyone. We didn't try and meet up with anyone. We didn't text anyone. Like we'd like bumped into people here or there, but this year I felt like there was a lot more like trying to meet up with other people and figure out like what stages that they wanted to go to, which is always just also, you know, kind of a little stressful. And I don't want it to seem like I didn't have Oh my gosh, what is happening outside? Sir! Oh my god, you're lying. I gotta get out of here. Anyways, I think someone's doing literally race laps around my house. I don't want to make it sound like I didn't have fun on Friday. Like, that is not the case. I did have so much fun. I think I just was putting so much pressure on myself and so much, I don't know, that I was putting so much pressure on myself for it to be the funnest day ever and the most, like, carefree energy that I had last year. Like, it just wasn't that. But, like, looking back on it, I'm like, why? Like, breathe, bitch. You're having so much fun. And it was so fun. It was so fun to bump into a ton of you, and I got to take some photos with you guys. I broke someone's sunglasses. I'm sorry, RIP. Message me if you want me to buy you new ones. So yeah, I did have so much fun. My favorite sets that day were definitely, I want to say Japanese House, but sorry, it wasn't. Chapel Roan was definitely my favorite that day. Like, it was just so fun, and it was at the same stage as Rina Sawayama that was last year. And every time I see an artist in that stage, I can't remember what that stage is called, but like, it's just always the best. It is literally always the best. It's like red velvet lined and there's like chandeliers and it's always just like a pop girly that's like coming up. And yeah, it was so much fun. And yeah, I won't lie. Our outfit slayed and the content slayed. And you can call me cocky all you want, but I'm sorry, we did. Like, the veil was amazing. And I can even prove myself that the red veil was amazing because Lana Del Rey wore the same thing the weekend too, but in black. Like, I'm just always ahead of the curve, and you can't take that away from me. You can't take that away from me. Yes, the veil was inspired by Lana initially, but I think she had worn one like specifically that looked like that with that like shape. And I'm not kidding. Like, she wore the identical veil the next weekend riding on the motorcycles, but in black. And so, I mean, what can I say? I'm so glad that the pants actually freaking fit me. Shout out to Brahmin, an Australian bag designer that sent me the bag for that outfit. Shout out to Sunglass Hut that sent me the Swarovski. I keep saying Swarovski because of that one SNL skit, but it's Swarovski, I think. I don't know how to say it, but there's an SNL skit from literally when I was in high school that's like, Swarovski crystals. It's like a, I don't even know. Anyways, I'm having a manic episode. Yeah, so shout out to Sunglass Hut and Brahmin for sending me the items for that look. The rest of that look I paid for out of my pocket. And I just loved it. We looked great. And then, okay. Saturday we wake up. And this is the day. This is the day of the wig. This is the day of the wig and the dress. And so Thursday when we got there, so hot. When the sun went down, it was like cool, like perfect, whatever. So then Friday, I was like, okay, I'll be fine. Friday was so freaking hot and sweaty. Obviously, I melted my whole face off. But the second the sun went behind the mountain, like, it was completely fine. It was borderline a little chilly. So I was like, tomorrow, how's the wig going to be? I was trying to suss out my energy. And as we're getting ready, the next day, we're having a slower start. We don't have to, like, run any errands or anything this day. Thank God. And we're, you know, going through our content, going through our photos from yesterday, whatever. I feel like last year I had a lot better service on my phone in my campsite. Like, I feel like I could do all of my Instagram stories at night when I got home into bed before I went to sleep. This year, I had literally no phone service. That's why I feel like I didn't post anything at all. Like, I didn't post a lot of stories at all because the little town where they had that, like, different stage in the campsite and they have those food trucks, that they have like Coachella Wi-Fi right there. And so when we were walking into the festival, we would stop in there for literally 10 minutes and just post whatever we wanted on our stories or on our feed and then go about our way. And then we wouldn't have service the rest of the day. Like, I had no phone service and it was kind of a bummer because I feel like I didn't share as much on Instagram that I wanted to. But anyways, the next day we're, you know, going through what we want to post, but we can't like post it on stories or anything yet because we have to wait till we walk over. So we're just getting all ready and editing and whatever. And we start getting ready, and I got ready as if I wasn't going to do the wig. You know, like, I washed my hair, whatever. I did my makeup, and kind of at the last minute, I was like, you know what? I've been planning this for so long. I paid for it. I got everything ready. Like, what's the worst that can happen? The worst that's going to happen, I'm going to go in. I'm going to get my photos. I'm going to sweat it off. I'm going to throw it in the trash. I'm going to put on a bandana, and I'm going to go about my way. But I'm going to get my photos, so it's going to be completely fine. And I initially thought that I was going to wear the blonde wig slicked back because initially I wanted it to feel like as though you guys didn't know if my hair was bleached or not. Like it was like, wait, what? You're blonde all of a sudden? What? And so I wanted it to be a similar length as my hair currently because my hair is pretty long. But, and you guys know I wanted to bleach it. But anyways, so I mean, I told the tyrants that I was going to be maybe wearing a wig. So you guys would have known. But I'm speaking in general terms on Instagram. Like I wanted people to be like, wait, what? Did you dye your hair in between Friday and Saturday? Like what just happened? And oh my gosh, my nose, you guys. So sorry. That's the grossest sound ever. Anyways, so I initially thought I was going to have to slick it back, which I thought would be a lot harder because then you would see like the whole lace front of it all. And like it would really have to be like glued down in order for it to work. But if I wore it more like a bob, like messy, like in the front, then I felt like I could get away with, you know, the sides looking a little scraggly because you're not really going to see them. And the sunglasses that I was wearing, the big like Bottega Veneta ones, would be kind of covering it. So I thought, you know, okay, I could get away with it. And so I put it on for Billy because that was the first time that she had seen it in person. And I was like, okay, slicked back or down messy in the front? And she was like, oh, down messy in the front for sure. And I was like, wait, what? Really? Like I thought for sure I had to wear it slicked back or I'm going to look like a Mormon mom with Bob. And she was like, oh, no, messy in the front for sure, 100%. And I was like, oh, okay. So this week could actually be a possibility. Like, I actually maybe could make this happen because the sideburns don't have to be as perfect. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to give it a chance. I'm going to go for it. Take a chance on me. And that's what I did. And I had watched a YouTube video on from a drag queen. What's her name? Shit. Shit, what is it? Her name, she's like known for doing wigs. She's friends with Trixie Mattel. Drag queen. Oh my gosh, I don't even know what to look up. James Mansfield, that's her name. So James Mansfield is known for doing drag queen wigs. And so I looked up a tutorial on how she lays lace front wigs before I even bought the wig because I just wanted to see like how hard the process was if I was going to be able to do it in the campsite or not. And keep in mind, this was key. It was human hair, and human hair is better, obviously, because it doesn't get as, like, tangled, and it's not as, like, sweaty and hot, and it just, like, flows better. So that was obviously the saving grace on being able to wear it out in the desert, I think, and not have it literally end up just being, like, a ratted rat's nest. Now, this was a $40 human hair wig from Amazon, Miss Jeffrey Bezos, and a human hair wig is normally, like, $1,000. I don't know what human they got this human hair wig from. I don't want to know. I don't know if this human hair wig was, you know, sourced from a sewer or the trash can or in an unethical way that I don't feel sharing. I don't know how this human hair was sourced. I got it off Amazon. It was $40. And I thought that like it was just going to say it was human hair and it wasn't. Mama, this lace front was human hair. It did not tangle one bit. And I obviously had to give it a haircut. Like it was not looking as cute as it was when I got it. So I went to Sally Beauty Supply. I got the scissors. I got everything I needed. I got like the got to be gel and hairspray to lay it down, whatever. And I was going to do a trial run before going to the desert, but I was like, I don't want to then have to like wash the wig and get all the glue out of it. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to Jesus take the wheel, take it from my hand. I was just going to, you know, I was going to take a risk. And we got there. You have to cut the lace front with like zigzag scissors. So we're cutting it. We place it. For a second there, I thought that I could almost get away with wearing it without gluing it down. And then I was like, you know what? If I'm going to go for it, I'm just going to go for it. Anyways, long story short, you guys don't care about this. It was so easy. I probably like could have done a better job. But keep in mind, it was 110 degrees in the middle of the desert at Camp Rat. And so I had like a little fan on me and, you know, you're supposed to have like a blow dryer and all these things. But basically all I did was I put the got to be like gel around my scalp, around my forehead where the wig was going to go. You place the wig on it. You kind of let it get like a like tacky to it. You kind of let that gel dry. And so I had like a little baby fan, but it wasn't really drying too well because I was kind of sweating already. And then I just got to be hairsprayed the shit out of that hairline. And that's pretty much it. Like, it really wasn't hard. And it really just made me like think about drag queens' wigs when they have bad lace fronts on Drag Race, or when their wigs like fall off in a lip sync. I'm like, you have no excuse. You have no excuse, because now that I've done it, and it took me literally 10 minutes with hairspray and gel, I laid it down. I didn't even do the whole like wig cap thing of it all. Like literally I just put it like on my hair and on my scalp. And mama, when I tell you, I danced all night, I danced all day in the burning hot desert, in the blistering cold winds at night. Even so, I slept in it. I slept in that wig. We got home from New York Carnival that night and I couldn't figure out how to get it off. I was so ill. Like I felt like I was going to throw up and pass away. So I went to bed with that wig on. Guess what? I woke up the next morning and it didn't budge. It hadn't moved a centimeter. Like that shit was glued onto my scalp. And so drag queens, I just want to know, when you have a bad lace front and you have a wig that's fallen off, like what is the reason? Like what is the issue here? And you can't say like it's the flips or whatever. Like I was literally twirling in the desert at Coachella. Like I don't know. Maybe cancel me. I don't know. Anyways. So this day we had a little bit better start. You know, everything was going good. I brought this like little metallic like paper, reflective paper that I wanted to take photos with because my glasses were kind of reflective, and we set it up in our car and we were having like a photo shoot. And so that day, like I knew that I got a photo in my outfit, and I knew I had like secured the look that I wanted before we went into the festival. And I'm sorry, but like that just makes me enjoy the day more. Like that just really helps with my like anxiety or anything. Like now I know I can go party. I can get as fucked up as I want, and I don't have to worry about getting a photo. Like if I get any other photos, like great, it's a plus, but I'm good. Like I've got a shot. I got the shot that I wanted. And I spent so much time and money preparing these outfits that like to go and get fucked up and like not get a photo in it, like would just be literally criminal. Like that would be so rude. And I would hate myself. Like I would feel so dumb after. And so this day, I made sure I took photos before, and I was so happy I did, because then I could go just enjoy my day. Then we had to go sit in the little like campsite where there's, you know, food trucks or whatever, so we could do post and whatever from day one. And we go in, and we immediately upon walking in, we get the security. I sneak in my camera. They were like, oh, I don't think you're supposed to have this. I was like, oh, they told me I could have it yesterday. That's weird. And then they're like, oh, okay, you're good. So then I had my camera in me, or in me, in the festival with me all day. But my friend Nick Mackey, immediately upon entering the festival, we go and we buy tickets for the Ferris wheel because we wanted to ride it. Immediately upon entering, he loses something. And it really just kind of put a damper on the entrance and the good vibes that we had going into the day. Like we were all like loving our looks. We all took amazing photos. We all like saw them already. And we were going in, and we literally enter. We buy tickets for the Ferris wheel, and then he loses something. So he goes back to trace his steps to try and find it, and he never finds it. Whatever. Hustle, wig, muchacho. Don't care. It wasn't that important, but it was just, like, more annoying, you know? And, like, we're kind of drunk at this point, so we're, like, hyper-fixating on it. But anyway, so then just Billy and I ride the Ferris wheel. And if you're Coachella and you don't ride the Ferris wheel, like, you're robbing yourself of an opportunity. Like, riding the Ferris wheel is so fun. And, like, it goes quick, but, like, it's just so cool to be able to see everything from high above. It's, like, air-conditioned in there for a second, so if it's really hot, it's, like, $20. And I don't know. It's just, I love it. It's a fun 10 out of 10 experience. I hadn't gone on it until like 2 years ago for the first time I finally went on it. And I just love it. I love going in all the art installations. I love going in early and getting food and whatever. And I feel like that's what was missing from my vibes this year, was like going in early, going in the art installations, riding the Ferris wheel, all of that just was kind of missing. Like we were always kind of in a rush. And so this day we were like, we're going in early, we're going on the Ferris wheel. And then he lost something. So then it just kind of dampened the vibe, but Billy and I continued to go on it anyways. Then we went and saw Ray, and I mean, chef's kiss. Ray is so talented. This isn't the first time I've seen her, but like, and it will not be the last. She's so talented. She's the voice of an angel. She has such good stage presence. She's very conversational with the audience in between songs. And I mean, 10 out of 10. I think this was the first set of the day that we were seeing. And what a way to kick off the day. Like, she is just literally an icon. I love her. I love you, Ray. No one can ever make me hate you. You're literally so stunning. And then we went to the Sahara tent and the Dulap tent. And this is where my content stops. This is where my photos and videos stopped. And that is because, hasta luego muchacho, motherfucker. Like, I basically blacked out. Like, I was so unwell. Talk about malnutrition. Like, we just had not eaten. We had not drinking enough water. And I was just unwell. And so, yeah. Mama had to go back to Camp Rat. Mama had to go back to Camp Rat. I needed to go regroup. And it was fine because I had gotten all my content, like, whatever. And I was maybe going to take off the wig, but the wig was literally glued down. Like, it was staying for a while. And so instead, we just went back to Camp Rat. We ate, we drank some water. I changed out of the dress into the outfit that I needed to wear for Neon Carnival so that then we didn't have to come back and change. And it kind of worked out because it was getting freezing. Like, I've never been cold at Coachella before. And yeah, it usually gets a little chillier at night, but like, mama, no, it was like ice cold and I never get cold, especially when I'm dancing at a festival, but like I was freezing. So we went back, got a change of clothes, got a jacket, Billy changed, put some sweats on. And then we went back and we saw Jungle. They were amazing. And then we saw No Doubt. No Doubt was so good. Gwen Stefani looks so hot, but they were singing for way too long. I'm sorry. They were singing for way too long. Their set was way too long. We had been standing for so long. And like, I love Gwen. And like, I know like two No Doubt songs, but the rest of it, I was just like, I don't know this and I can't dance to it. Like, I gotta go. I gotta go. I'm sorry. I did think that she was going to maybe sprinkle in a Gwen Stefani song here or there. You guys know I'm Banana Boy. That is my Apple ID. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. And you know what? I was staying for that and she never gave it. She never gave it. And I understand that it's, you know, her old band. She can't sing her new stuff that she left the band for. But I'm like, can you give me a Sweet Escape with Akon? Because I've been necking like sour milk all on the floor. Jeff Paul didn't shut the refrigerator. Maybe that's the reason anybody else is cold. If I could escape. Literally one of the best songs known to man. And I think that when the crowd was kind of starting to die down, she needed a Sweet Escape. She needed a Haul That Girl. Come on, Gwen. You can't freaking perform for the first time in forever and not give us Haul Back, girl. That's just rude. It's rude. And so after eventually, I was like, you know what? After a while, like, I gotta go. And Gesellschaft, I'm saying that wrong, I know for sure, but whatever. Gesellschaft is like a German DJ, and he was performing at the stage next door, and me and Billy and some of her friends were like, we gotta go. Like, you guys can stay here, but like, we're gonna go rage. And let me tell you, it was the coolest set of the weekend. I'm so glad I left, No Doubt. This was the best set of the weekend. It was so cool. It was so grungy. It was so like, and maybe you guys don't like that type of music. Like, it was very like, let me play this video. Like, you know, no words. Oh, never mind, there are words. But you know, not like a lot of words. It's not like a singer. Oh, take me back. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm living. Okay, drop. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just like going from No Doubt and like literally being on my deathbed and like standing and just like literally not being able to dance. And like, it was way too bright, whatever. To that, I was like, this is a resurgence. This is the resurrection. Like, this is what I needed. It was so cool. But like, at that point, like, I'd maybe waited in No Doubt for too long. But like, midway through his set, I was like, maybe I'm going to pass out. Like, I need food. I need water. And we have to go to Neon Carnival after this, which literally goes until 4 a.m. And like, I need to get nutrition in between that at some point. And like, it's not looking like I'm going to be getting that. But like, I'm letting you know that like, I have to have that. And also at this point, like, we didn't really drink. After I blacked out, we didn't really drink a lot. And so then like, I'd kind of sobered up And then I was just like sober and kind of hungry. And that's never a good thing. So we had to leave. We had to get some beverages. We had to get some food. And by food, I mean I ate like 3 french fries and a beer. And it brought me back to life. But anyways, then it was getting late and we wanted to go see Dom Dalla, but we had to go to Neon Carnival because I had to do an ad there and I had already agreed to go and like we had to go and whatever. I won't lie. You know, I don't think my client's listening to this, but nothing. There was nothing less I wanted to do at that moment than go to Neon Carnival. Like, it was like, I cannot even express to you how much I wanted to stay home and go to bed. Like, I was so tired and so dead after a long day that I was just like, there's no way. Like, we're going to have to Uber. We're going to have to walk a million miles to the Uber lot. Then Uber 40 minutes away to this festival. Wait in the line to get in. And then I'm just like, oh, my God. And then I have to, like, shoot content, like, be cute. So, you know, needless to say, by the time we got there, it was fun. And, like, we made it work and whatever. But it was so cold. It was so cold that, like, that's also probably what was just making us miserable. But we went back to Camp Rat. We ate a little bit. We changed clothes. And then we went to Neon Carnival. We made it fun. And Neon Carnival really is fun. But I'm just like, I don't love going to after parties because, like, that's the whole reason you camp at the festival, so that you don't have to leave the grounds and worry about the Uber and do all of that. And so I felt bad. I feel like Billy and Nick Vackey really didn't care to go. Like, if we just had gotten tickets for whatever, like, I feel like we would have been like, yeah, we're good. We don't need to go. But I had to go shoot an ad. So we went. But we made the best of it. It was fun. It was cute. I actually ran into some friends there. I ran into Dom, who's been on the podcast. And yeah, it was fun. And I thought I was going to take the wig off for the Neon Carnival. But like I said, Mama was glued on. Like, she was not moving. She did not budge the entire day. So she stayed on. She stayed on for the content. Now, a lot of you guys were messaging me that Taylor Swift was at Neon Carnival. I did not see her there. And also, I had literally no service the entire weekend. So, like, I've seen maybe one photo of her at Neon Carnival, like, on someone's TikTok or something. But, like, I have not been in my pop culture era. I haven't been, like, checking up on all the things that happened with the celebrities at Coachella and everything. Like, I left Lana before Billie Eilish had come out. So I didn't see her, unfortunately. I didn't go to Tyler, the Creator's set, so I didn't see anyone he brought out. I didn't even hear anything about his set, to be honest. I didn't hear one person talk about that. I didn't see one person post about that. I don't think anyone went to that. Sorry. And yeah, I didn't see Taylor Swift. I didn't really see any celebrities, actually. I was in my own world, you know. I was focusing on myself and surviving. But yeah, Neon Carnival was cute. Getting back was kind of a pain in the ass. Like, getting an Uber at that time and just, like, having to come pick us up. And then we had to get dropped at the Uber lot. And the Uber lot to our street in our campsite was so far away that when we got back, like, they do have, like, little, like, bike people that can, you know, drop you off from, like, place to place if your campsite's really far. I was like, guys, I'm paying for us to get a ride back. It's like $20 a person. I'm like, I do not care. This is the best $60 I've ever spent in my entire life. And it was worth it. And we got back to the campsite. I was not feeling too great. You know, I had really given all my stamina to Neon Carnival and shooting that last little ad. So by the time I got back, I was like, I am dead. I can't even drink water or I'm going to throw up. Like, I got to go to bed. And I cannot think about taking an ice cold shower with my rinse kit in the grass and taking this wig off. Like, I don't even know how to get it off. I haven't even, like, thought about that. I'm pretty sure you need, like, warm water and soap. And I'm just like, that is going to be a tomorrow issue. But I was kind of scared of going to sleep in it because I felt like I was going to rip my hair out. But I was like, I don't even care at this point. Rip it out, mama. I'll go to Turkey and get a new hairline. And so I went to bed in it and I finally went to sleep. You know, sometimes when you're very drunk and you're going to bed, you're like, yeah, maybe I'm going to die in my sleep, but it's fine. Anyways, so I woke up. The wig had not moved. It literally had not moved an inch, you guys. When I tell you I'm a professional wig installer, I don't even know. I'm going to be wearing wigs more to, like, special events or concerts or to Coachella again. Like, I don't know. I'm kind of, like, now obsessed. I'm going to be in my wig era. And now that I know how to do it and it's, like, so easy, I'm like, wait, I'm going to invest in actual, like, real life, like, not real life, but, like, real nice wigs that probably weren't taken off of a child in a different country and then sold on Amazon for $40. So, yeah, I was feeling pretty good about that. I'm not gonna lie. I actually didn't feel that bad waking up in the mornings. Like, I didn't feel hungover the next day because I don't really even think it was that I was like drunk or I'd partied too hard. I think it was just like I was so tired and no water and no food. Like, Camp Rat this year, really, we really did not prepare enough for food. Like, we basically, all I ate the whole weekend was peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for breakfast, and that's it. Like, we didn't really eat in the festival or anything because we were just always so rushed. And that is my number one regret, because when I get to a point where I'm like so hungry that like I can't even drink anymore and I can't even do anything, it's like, it's almost too late. Like, even if I get a meal in me, it's like that hunger in my stomach is not going to be gone until I just like go to bed and then wake back up the next day. So it really wasn't good. And that is my number one thing. I need to make sure for just any other like festival or any other time I'm like out like partying or whatever late, it's like, you've got to eat. Like, you cannot go out and drink Friday, Saturday, Sunday and literally like eat like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's not going to work. Like, you have to give your body the nutrients that it needs to survive. So that's my, that's just my little tip for you guys. Not that you guys do that, because I know you guys aren't. I know some of you guys are feral, but I am feral and it needs to stop. Like, I'm getting too old for that. Yeah, I can do that when I'm 21, but now when I party, I'm like, sorry, I need a pasta before. I need a salad. I need a Chipotle burrito. Like, I got to give myself some carbs to burn off while I'm out running the desert, you know? Anyways. Okay, and then we move on to Sunday, day three, the last day of the festival. And this morning, this whole day, I had to shoot an ad for none other than the iconic Baxter of California, which, if you guys don't know, that is actually where Jose Figueroa works, my sweet, sweet angel, Josefina Cuervo. She is the brand manager at Baxter of California, and yeah, so I did like a come with me to Coachella day three with them. And first off, I'm so grateful. Like, they're so amazing. I love all their products. They're amazing. Before I found my new guy that I like does my hair coloring, because they don't do hair coloring there, I've been getting my hair cut there since way before I even met Jose. They have a barbershop here in Los Angeles on La Cienega Boulevard. And that is where I've been getting my hair cut ever since I moved to LA. So it was a really full circle moment for me. And I have to say, shout out to Billy and Nick Mackey. Nick Mackey, honestly, especially, like, they don't have to help me shoot ads. Like, they don't have to help me shoot my content. And I know, I feel like I've talked about this a lot on here before and whatever, but they just, I feel like all my friends, but especially lately, I feel like Nick Mackey is always getting the brunt of it. He is always around to help me shoot my content or an ad or like go on a trip and help me shoot or whatever. And literally never once has he ever complained. And he's like always down if I got to do it again. And I just am seriously so, so grateful. And I'm so appreciative for that, because it's like I couldn't do it without him. I couldn't do it without someone helping me shoot the content. I could. It's like I could set up a tripod. I could do this. But it just makes it go by so much faster, and it's so much easier to get like my vision done. And we knocked it out so easy. And I got to give him a shout out. I was very, very appreciative of the help. If you guys want to go, you know, see all my content, if you guys haven't, feel free to go to my Instagram, Ty French, and, you know, peruse through and see all the hard work that I put into these outfits and this content. But anyways, Sunday was, I think, my favorite day. I think I'd finally, you know, gotten the hang of it. I'd finally gotten the hang of Camp Rat. And my Sunday look was one of my favorites. It was so cute. It was like cowboy, Western, and this like Sandro Paris. Shout out to Sandro Paris for sending me the shirt and tie. Shout out to Boot Barn for sending me the hat and the cowboy boots. And it was just like, it was definitely like one of the comfiest out of my looks. And like I said, it was freezing at night. And so I was wearing like a long sleeve shirt. And so it was definitely the most like casual. I didn't have like some dramatic makeup look on or anything. And it really just let me like enjoy the festival. We had done the bulk of the ad that I had to do in the morning before we even went into the festival. So I feel like we were just like chilling. Like this day we were like, all bets are off. We don't care about content. Like, let's just go freaking party and rage. And we got in there at a good time. And we, like, got food, we got some drinks, and we saw, I don't even, I can't remember his name. Bob Marley's like nephew or something, YG Marley. We saw him from like the beer garden and he brought out like Lauryn Hill and Busta Rhymes. And honestly, the set was fire. It was like the perfect set to see, like right when we walked in, we're in the grass getting a drink. And yeah, it was honestly iconic. And then we walked on over to the outdoor stage and we got to see Renee rap. And I am not a Renee rap like girly. Like I loved her in The Sex Lives of College Girls, but I don't know anything about her music. I never saw Mean Girls. I know nothing about her music. I've never listened to a song, but like I like her. Like I think she's amazing. I just don't like know anything really about her and I don't know anything about her music. But it was such a fun set. And the outdoor stage, like right before sunset, borderline sunset, is my favorite. And that's where we had so many magical moments last year. And I feel like this year we didn't get that. And this was the closest thing like to that moment. Like we were standing in the same spot and like the sun was about to set and everyone was just dancing to Renee rap. And she brought out Kesha to sing Tick Tock on the Clock. Da, 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 da. Tonight I'm a fight to see the sunlight. It was amazing. It was so fun and so iconic. Yeah, so loved her. Loved her little set. Loved the outdoor stage at sunset. It's literally just the best. Where did we go after that? Then we went to, there's a new stage this year called like the Ksar tent or something. The Ksar stage or something. I'm saying it so wrong. Ksar, like K-A-S-A-R, I think. But when you're in doubt, just go to that stage. Like there's always fun DJ playing. It's at such a like central location. It's vibey. It's like all outdoor. So it's like not like enclosed. Like you don't have to like, you know, worm through a crowd to get a good spot. And we went there and we just vibed. I don't even know who was DJing, if I'm completely honest. I think it was Jamie XX, if I'm not mistaken. But we partied there. We had a vibe, you know, took some photos. Billy and I vibed. And then we went to the iconic, the hot, the gorgeous, the stunning Yang, Victoria Monet. Woo! Wowza. Wowza. This lady knows how to dance. This lady knows how to be gorgeous. This lady knows how to sing. This was one of the best sets also of the weekend. Like, she was just pop lock dropping her pussy A. She was moving and grooving. She was singing so gorgeous. It was such a vibe. So many homosexuals, which obviously we love. And yeah, she just like really is that bitch. She really is an icon. And my friends all like, I don't really listen to her music that much. Like, I know obviously some of her like main hits, but I don't like just, you know, go on my iTunes and listen to Victoria Monet. Now I need to. But all my friends that I was with loved her. And it just made it so fun because they were living their best life. And that made me live. And then Billy and I and our other friend Nick went to, well, the rest of them went to the Heineken tent to see some DJ that they loved. But Billy introduced us to this artist called Boy Harsher. And they were in this like tent that was like kind of enclosed. So it was indoors. So thank God, because it was freezing. And like at this point, I was ice cold. I literally had to get one of those emergency blankets that look like tinfoil that you like wrap around yourself because I was that cold. That's how cold it was. Like I was, and I never get cold. I was frozen. Thank God for this like German couple who was leaving and gave it to me. I literally like, bless you. It literally saved my life the entire rest of the night, or else I probably would have had to go back to Camp Rat and change. But anyways, Boy Harsher is like, let me play you a little clip. It's like 80. The only way you can picture it is like if you're watching like a thriller that's based in the 80s. Like, it's kind of, like, synthy and, like, kind of dark, but, like, cool and mysterious and, like, kind of suspenseful. You know the vibes. I don't even know if you can really hear that. I don't know if you're, like, hearing the audio that well, but it was one of the best sets. It was such a vibe. And it was like, this was right after I had gotten dark out. And I think at this point in the night, you're just like, this is the last day, one of the last sets I'm going to see. Like, I'm just going to let it all go. And that's what I did. And it was just so much fun. And their like visuals were so cool. And it was just Billy, I, and our friend Nick Stiers. And it was insane. Like, if you guys like that type of music that's like kind of dark, but vibey and like kind of 80s synthy, definitely check them out. I had literally just discovered them the day before we went to Coachella. It's called Boy Harsher. And it was everything. They were so cool. Then we met up with the rest of the boys and we went to none other than John Summit. Well, we saw a little bit of Doja Cat, which I didn't even take one video of Doja Cat. I don't know why. We were kind of far back because we just wanted to see a little bit of her because we've seen her at Coachella like twice before. And we love John Summit. So we saw a little bit of Doja. She was actually a lot better than I thought she was going to be. It was a lot more like cool and vibey. But then we went to John Summit and we had to squeeze our little asses into the very back of the Sahara tent because it was so packed. That was the one time at the festival where I was like, there is so many people here. Like, holy shit. Like, I'm overwhelmed at how many people. I think when you're at the main stage, like, you don't really feel it as much because you're just in an open field. But in the Sahara tent, like, you're all in a building and, like, there is literally like 100,000 people standing there. Like, it is crazy. And we were in the very back. We like wormed our way in. I, no joke, had an emergency tinfoil blanket around my legs because I was so cold and the breeze was coming in. But it was so stunning. Like, I was so pissed that this was the last set of the weekend because I finally felt like I had like gotten that like bliss of Coachella. And like, I'd finally gotten in the groove. I'd finally let go all of my anxiety and insecurities about like getting content or whatever. Like, and I was finally just like, I'm going to be here. I'm going to live in this moment. And this is it. I made it to Coachella. It's 2024. And it was the last set. So that was a bummer, but we lived in the moment. And you guys know, if you guys are loyal tyrants, how I feel about the song Sweet Disposition by The Temper Trap. How it is the most perfect song probably on this planet Earth. It is the summarization and the perfect, you know, song to summarize nostalgia or the feeling of driving on PCH with your windows down when it is 80 degrees on a warm summer day in a convertible Mercedes from 1970 with your best friends. Like, there is not a better song that like describes that feeling. Sweet disposition. Ew, that voice is so bad. But anyways, John Summit just did a remix of that song and he brought out the original guy who sang it and like he performed it. And I mean, I prayed for times like this. I really did. I prayed for times like this and it was amazing and it was stunning and it was gorgeous and I loved it. And oh my gosh, I was just so happy and I didn't want it to end. And it's one of the best songs I've ever heard. And the fact that one of the best songs I've ever heard has now been turned into a DJ club remix by one of the best DJs I've ever seen is just like, it's too much for my heart to handle. And it was so euphoric and so stunning. And it was really, really a good way to end the weekend, I will say. I was sad that it was the way that we had to end, but it was literally so iconic. And don't you worry, since we were Camp Rat ratting it up, we didn't have to end the night right there. We went back to Camp Rat, put on some sweats, and we went and partied the silent disco for 4 hours. And it was so much fun. The DJ was so fun. We were literally in sweatpants and hoodies because we were so cold. And so we were warm, silent disco, like, what more could you ask for? And they were playing the best. The DJ was playing the best songs. It was like, me and you, now, if I'm waiting. Like, it was literally, like, 90s, early 2000s, like, throwbacks, but, like, mixed in with, like, club mix. It was so, the motorcycles. It was so good. It was, like, the perfect way to end Camp Rat 2024. And I'm glad we went. I'm glad that I had like a positive. It was a little rough start at the beginning of Camp Rat this year. I won't lie. It was hard for me to get into the groove and to get into, you know, the vibes. But we ended on a high. We ended on a big high. And my favorite sets of the weekend were John Summit, Chappell Roan, and Gustafsson. Like, literally, Gustafsson, if I had maybe eaten a peanut butter and jelly sandwich before I had went there, I don't think I would have left. Like, I would have popped my pussy so hard that I probably wouldn't need the ER. It was almost better for the better of the community and the people around me that I didn't have the proper nourishment and strength that it needed to take to fully rage at full capacity, Thai French feral rat style. I wasn't at my full self. Mentally, I was in my, you know, raging, but I wasn't, you know, throwing my head back and forth. Oh my God. Can I just say though, dancing with a wig, because I used to have long hair, you guys know, and dancing with long hair is so fun. The wig brought it back and I forgot how fun dancing with long hair is. You girls take it for granted. If you don't have hair, like at all, you're like just a normal guy with like a normal guy's haircut and you try to dance and you're like headbanging. It's boring. Once you experience like headbanging or vibing, like thrusting with a bob, It's so fun. And I'm so glad that I had the bob for Gustavus Fring. I'm so glad it stayed on throughout the whole night because it was fun to bop, bop, bop around Coachella with the bob. That's kind of it for the summary. The next day, I mean, we went to bed. We woke up semi-early. We packed up Camp Rat. When we got back to Camp Rat after the silent disco, literally at 4 a.m., people sometimes leave like in the middle of the night because they want to like beat traffic and sometimes they have to work or whatever. And the sweet, sweet angel lesbians that were parked next to us in Camp Rat needed us to jump their car. And let me just tell you, after John Summit, let's just say I wasn't in the mental capacity to be able to figure out how to get Rita's hood up and jump someone else's car. Also, Rita's already got enough of her own struggles. You guys know this. So I was like, I don't know if I want to be testing Rita's limits when I'm in the middle of campsite at 4 a.m. Because then if something happens, like that is really not how I want to end Coachella. But anyways, basically I was like, if you guys can figure it out, then you guys can do it. Like you guys can open the hood and do whatever. But like, I don't know how to do it. And I'm not in the mental capacity or state of mind to be, you know, doing mechanical labor. Luckily, one of the girl's dad was like a mechanic. And so he was on FaceTime with her and figuring it out, which like I trusted. Like I've been there. My dad's a mechanic. And, you know, I could have called him, but I was not going to call him at 4 a.m. That's for damn sure in the state of mind I was at. Anyways, that was a funny little ending. But yeah, the next day we woke up and like a lot of people had already actually left. So it was a pretty fast little takedown. Obviously, we had a lot more to pack up this year than we did last year because we had two spots, you know, two of the canopy tents, all the things. But our campsite was amazing this year. We had everything that we needed. I definitely have a few things that we need to add maybe for next year. But I will say this. I think next year, guess what? Maybe hold me to it. I don't know. Because pre-sale goes live like next Friday for tickets for next year. And that might seem early and that might seem crazy. However, I promise you there's nothing better. There's nothing better than buying a Coachella ticket a year in advance and doing the payment plan because it's like $60 a month. And then literally by the time Coachella comes out, it feels free because it's like, who notices $60 a month on their credit card? Like I mean, a lot of people do. I know that sounds privileged, but like, mine's like a don't look, don't ask, don't tell me. You know, it's like I just get on there, I look at the balance and I pay it. I don't really look at the itemized situation. And so then I don't know where the $60 is coming from. So anyways, that being said, every year Coachella like comes and goes and it's so fun and there are people that you didn't see or whatever and blah, blah, blah. And you always kind of are like, should I go to weekend two? I live in LA. It's so easy to just bop on out to the desert and whatever. But it's always like, oh, am I going to buy the ticket? And now it's going to be like $600. I'm going to have to find out how to find it from someone or get it from Will Call. And this year, Billy and I, on our way home, were like, you know what? Weekend two might have to happen. Like, I think when we buy the pre-sale tickets for this year, I'm just going to buy one for weekend one and one for weekend two. Because then it's like, instead of $60 a month, it's $120 a month or whatever. It's like, that's a lot, but it's better than when it comes up. And then you're already camping. And then, I mean, I just work from home, so I wouldn't really necessarily have to come home in between. I could just like maybe get an Airbnb out in Joshua Tree and shoot content the week in between and do the podcast and just recover and whatever. So who knows? Maybe next year. I mean, that's a lot to say because literally this year made me in a coma for a week straight, but I think if you know that you have two weekends in ahead, like then you won't go as hard as you won't have to like feel so rushed to go from like this stage to this stage to this stage. Like I'll really get to enjoy it. And I also feel like if you guys have been listening to the motorcycle that's been outside of my window for 10 minutes, I'm so sorry, but I'm trying to talk louder over it and the microphone is so close to my mouth. Someone's just revving their engine right out of my window. I feel like I could really enjoy each set if I go to both weekends. And I feel like this year, we all know the lineup wasn't that great. You know, Tyler Crater, okay. You know, like Doja, she already played on the main stage like 2 years ago. Like, it just wasn't anything. It wasn't no like Beyonce, The Weeknd, Eminem, you know? And so I feel like Coachella knows that. And they know that next year, they've really got to pop their pussy with the lineup. And I want to be prepared, okay? So I think I'm buying weekend one and weekend two. And worst case, if I don't want to go, people are always trying to buy tickets last minute. I feel like I could always get rid of it. And then it's like I made money, you know? So stay tuned on that. Other than that, I'm glad I made it through a whole episode without absolutely dying with an allergy attack. I had to pause it a few times to literally cough up a lung and to blow my nose, which is just so great. mixed in with, you know, obviously the noises of this environment that I live in. But I just want to say thank you guys so much for obviously always supporting me and just like hyping me up on my Coachella outfits and the content. You guys were so sweet. And thank you so much for allowing me last week to recover. I feel like that has become a common theme on Tyrants, and I really don't want it to be a theme that continues. I really need to be better at, you know, setting myself up for success with the podcast and knowing that, like, if I'm going to be dead after Coachella, maybe I need to have an episode pre-recorded. So I just appreciate you guys letting me take this last week to heal, recover. And yeah, I definitely feel a lot better, but I'm still, still in the come up, if you know what I mean. I had to Postmate Zyrtec and NyQuil today. So that's kind of where I'm at. But anyways, I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys enjoy this little Camp Rat 2024 recap. Make sure to give me a rating and review. Do all the things. Follow me on Instagram, Tyrants Pod. Even though I never fucking post. I gotta get better about that. Anyways, enjoy your week. Happy hump day. And I will see you guys on Friday.
Bye.